We want to just cover or take a couple minutes here to cover the overall global picture of wheat production around the world. And we'll start off with this quote from Charles Dickens, is the best of times is the worst of times. It really depends. It's kind of, is the glass half full or half empty? And over the last 6 months, there's been a lot of focus on how the glass is filling up fast, and we have plenty of wheat around. And I want to dispel that myth a little bit and put a little bit of perspective. We surveyed producers for this coming year back in December and what their intentions were for acres for the various crops. And at that point, December 1st, they said they planned on planting 85.1 million acres of corn, down slightly from 85.9. We see an increase of about a little over 4 million acres of soybeans and a 1.3 million acre decline in wheat. We revised that number then in January with updated data to 58.3 million acres of wheat. So you can see the shift toward oil seeds away from wheat and away from corn. And, of course, we're just now starting our spring survey along with USDA to see what intentions are going to be on the domestic side. If you translate that into supply and demand tables, if we would plant that 58.3 total, we've already had the winter wheat in, look at spring wheat, that would give us a stocks-to-use ratio of right around 30.4%, very similar to this current year, but a marking year average price around $4.50 per bushel. If we do that, though, I believe with the input costs being the way they are, we would see wheat supplies in the northern hemisphere drop dramatically next year as we plant the 2010 crop, and we'd be in a very tight situation once again. Let's see where the situation is based on classes of wheat. Hard red spring wheat supplies are the largest right now. This is in terms of days of use or percent of annual use. Hard red spring wheat supplies are the largest right now. We anticipate that hard red winter wheat supplies will decline this year because of the drought in the southern plains. Soft red winter wheat stocks will decline because of lower acreage across the Midwest, in particular, particularly the eastern Midwest and across the south. We anticipate, depending on how long the drought continues in the southern plains, we could see hard red winter wheat supplies decline significantly as well. Looking at the world picture, this is a graph going back to 1971 crop, looking at global wheat stocks in terms of days of supply, and you can see that we peaked out back in the mid-80s, 83, 84, and dropped stocks down quite a bit, came back up in the mid-90s, and then we've been declining ever since, trending lower, and we got to modern-day record lows with the previous marketing year. And the high prices, remember record high prices just a year ago, Minneapolis wheat actually traded to $25 a bushel one day. Chicago and Kansas City, we had wheat in the teens. That was very effective at increasing acres. Northern Hemisphere wheat acres were up about 5%. We had nearly ideal growing conditions across the Northern Hemisphere. So as a reverse of the previous year with acreage being down in bad weather in nearly every wheat-producing area, so we had this big influx, a large crop. Global production went up by 2.5 billion bushels or a little bit more, and the perception was all is well and the price has plummeted. But in terms of day supply, you see we really have not increased the supply that much. We're at about the fourth tightest supply of the last 35 years in terms of global wheat right now. And Northern Hemisphere wheat acres, the winter wheat acres, are thought to be down about 5%, down 9% here in the United States. World wheat demand has exceeded production in 7 of the past 10 years. That includes this last year when we had the large crop, a little over 25 billion bushels globally, and includes from 10 years ago when we were just slightly above demand. Outside of that, the trend of recent years has been that we don't produce as much as we use, and that's why we've been seeing global stocks go down. We simply need to be able to increase the efficiency of our production and get higher yields per acre. If we look at total demand overall, record demand globally this year, a big surge in demand. Much of that was went into feed wheat because corn prices were high and stocks were tight. In fact, you see they're somewhat erratic on the demand, but if you combine corn and wheat demand growth together, it smooths it out quite a bit because there's an interrelationship between corn and wheat. Add them together, and you see a nice demand curve forming here. Corn and wheat demand on a global basis are up 1.44 billion bushels this year, with all the talk about the global recession hurting demand. That's the sixth largest increase in global demand of the past 35 years. So significant increase in demand. We've got to find a way to maintain production in this environment of tight stocks and being able to feed the world in order to prevent these type of record prices we saw a year ago that throws everything in a havoc and causes the public to focus on high food prices. Overall, one more thing I wanted to show, and that's the relationship between price and acreage. Now, USDA reported this morning at their outlook forum that they expect a 5 million acre reduction in production of the eight major crops, and that would fit very well with the chart I have here showing that as prices go up, so does land area planted to crops. As prices go down, so does land area planted to crops.